This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty in Zimbabwe, where results of Monday's presidential election are expected Thursday. At least three people were killed in the capital, Harare, Wednesday as soldiers dispersed opposition protesters. The protesters accused the ruling ZANU-PF party of trying to rig the election result. European Union observers questioned the conduct of both the presidential and parliamentary ballots, the first since longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was ousted from power. Elmer Brock is the EU chief observer.
The longer it lasts to count, the more lack of credibility comes up, that something will be forged.
Opposition Movement for Democratic Change presidential candidate Nelson Chamisa earlier declared he had won the popular vote. The Electoral Commission earlier said the ruling party won most parliamentary seats. Protesters burned tires in the streets of Harare and pelted riot police, who responded with tear gas and water cannon. President Emmerson Mnangagwa denounced the unrest.
We hold the opposition MDC alliance and its whole leadership responsible for this disturbance of national peace.
An MDC spokesman said the police response was unjustified. U.S. Wednesday imposed sanctions on Turkey's interior and justice ministers in an effort to gain the release of an American Protestant minister, Andrew Brunson, currently under house arrest for his alleged involvement in the 2016 failed coup. Brunson had been kept in prison for 21 months, is being tried on terrorism and espionage charges. The Atlantic Council Turkish analyst Aaron Stein.
This is the culmination of long-term efforts to try and get this man, Pastor Andrew Brunson, released.
He said Turkey apparently reneged on a deal to gain Brunson's release. This is VOA News.